It is 10 o'clock on a Friday morning, and Tom Richardson has already spent 3 hours working on his latest project. Richardson exemplifies the true definition of civic pride with every stroke of his brush. He has built a reputation for lovingly restoring beauty to aging or rundown older buildings or spaces in North Bay, giving each one a much-needed facelift. I spearhead these projects, but it is so much bigger than I am. I'm just the conduit to these projects, shared Richardson. I like to do this stuff. It's an interesting thing to be able to do for the community. He credits his love of older buildings and his hometown as his motivation. I've been a landlord for 20 years. Fixing old North Bay buildings and providing safe, affordable housing has always been my mission. Once I was able to establish my career, I accumulated a lot of skills that I find very easy to transfer over to the work I do on these buildings, explained Richardson. And the relationships I was able to build through all of my work contacts, they are very willing to help me pursue these community efforts. Like, for instance, JW Paints, formerly Trout Lake Paint. When I did the synagogue, they were open to donating paint, and with the fish mural across from Partners, they were also able to help. And then this most recent one, with City Laundry, McIntyre Street. Richardson stated, I even approached them recently about a smaller project and again, they're willing to help. I can't pursue these ideas without the community's involvement. So, it is really neat to be able to ask people and have them as excited about it as I am. With City Laundry now complete, his current project involves cleaning and painting the retaining wall on the Fisher Street side of what was the former Sands Motel. It's a small job, but it's a flaky wall, and I'm repainting it the yellowy gold that it is, but I also want to paint a vine down it, then invite kids from the community to come and paint flowers on the vine wall, explained Richardson. I am going to get a bunch of colors of the rainbow and then have kids put their handprints on the vines or draw flowers. I want to have a communal painting session, but making sure I have all the proper permissions is important. The goal is to have the facelift wrapped up before the kids head back to school. It's always neat to have kids involved in a process like this because they associate positivity to the area. I have 3 daughters and I always love doing kids' artwork and I think this flower one would be a fun one for them to do. It would be interesting to have them involved, that way when they come and add say a flower with their parents, I then see them maybe going out of their way to drive by to see their flower up here. It would be something symbolic for the kids to see for years to come. I just want something positive to come from a small painting job. Cleaning up what are considered eyesores benefits everyone from the people living in the neighborhood, to visitors to the city, to businesses looking to invest. I'd say since the synagogue I've really kind of had more time in my career to take these passion projects on. The former City Laundry, once a thriving business, was a corner property on McIntyre Street. Left unattended, over time paint began peeling from the walls which eventually were tagged with graffiti. Richardson and a team of like-minded people scraped and repainted the entire building, breathing life back into that small corner of the city. That building did not match the neighborhood, and it was so interesting when we were scrapping it and painting it how people driving by would honk or people walking by who live in the neighborhood would tell us how tired they were of seeing it in that condition. Everybody was bothered. It seems like a small act, but it really got people out in their yards, and they were excited to see change. They thought it was reopening again, which is a neat compliment. I was tired of driving by it in the state it was in, and I knew that if I pursued it, that we could make a positive change. Richardson referred to the broken window theory. It says that if in a community there is a building with graffiti or a broken window, it just tends to invite more, explained Richardson. Having graffiti invites more, having a broken window invites more. That neighborhood where City Laundry was, deserved better. Long after the brushes are cleaned and put away, ready for the next project, there remains a feeling of accomplishment. I drive by these things every day. I'll circle around and I'll drive. I feel proud. I feel North Bay proud. I feel proud for my kids. I feel proud that I've reached a point where I can share some of these skills that I've acquired from working on all these old buildings. It is easier for me to do than the average person, but I rely on so many people to help me to do this in terms of all the partnerships and the donations, even just the support. My lovely wife listens to my crazy ideas, and she knows that when I'm on these projects I'm kind of gone day and night or in the middle of the night. It takes a lot of community to care about the community, explained Richardson. I like saying to people, don't wait for opportunity, create it. And if you have an idea that seems bigger than yourself, still pursue it anyway and see how far it goes. You're dead without dreams. It is so easy for people to say they want to do something, but don't follow through. It definitely takes a community for these things to happen. Richardson, whose work includes murals, says his goal is to work on one or two projects a year. He is a newly recruited member of Clean, Green, Beautiful North Bay, a community-driven initiative, dedicated to enhancing the beauty and sustainability of our community. The City Laundry Project was his first project under their banner. People You Should Know About is a new series about everyday community members, changemakers and fascinating faces you pass on the street.